Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Here, Robin's with me. She's doing something right now. She's occupied. She's just waking up. Very interesting sleep patterns these days, aren't they, Robin?
Not me.
Not you. No, not you. Well, welcome. First weekend of the hunting season. We've been watching, you know, some things. We see things on Facebook. I got a lot of friends, and so a lot of stuff shows up in the Facebook feed about the dove hunting they've been doing and the resident geese. And apparently the geese have been flying pretty well. The doves have been flying pretty well. So we're encouraged that it's going to be a good hunting season. We're also hearing bad things about the deer herd. We're hearing about an outbreak of EHD here on the shore, epizootic hemorrhagic disease, which is not good. People finding dead deer in their fields, seeing deer in distress on their trail cameras because of this dastardly disease spread by the little biting midges, or no-see-ems. I don't know if you know what they are. There's little gnats that fly in your eyes, you know, every now and then. You're sitting out in the deck or you're out in the woods, and all of a sudden your eye gets hit, and you know something's in there. Well, it's a bug. It's a little no-see-em. Those things are just like mosquitoes. They're bloodsuckers. And when they bite a deer, or a number of them bite a deer, that deer is liable to be infected with epizootic hemorrhagic, the virus that causes epizootic hemorrhagic disease. There are like, I don't know, six strains, seven strains. I think we've discovered three or four of them here in Maryland. A couple of years back, some hurricanes came up from the south and blew some of those nasty ones in here, and that carried a new strain that they hadn't seen before, and it's just been devastating. 75% of the deer herd in Anne Arundel County was wiped out last year. You didn't hear a lot about it, you know. You didn't hear a lot about it because, you know, the farmers don't talk about it, and they don't really let that out, but. You know, it's and they're happy because, hey, they got less mouths that are eating their crops. So it doesn't matter what the hunters think. If the deer all die on the farm, hey, great, good news. But it's the people's wildlife. You know, it belongs to the citizens of Maryland. All the wild birds, all the wild animals. Nobody owns them. Everybody owns them. So it's unfortunate that happens, but we're seeing it, and it's indiscriminate. It can be the biggest, healthiest buck, you know, 250 on the hoof pound buck, and it can die just as quickly as the smallest fawn. So we got to keep an eye on it. Outbreak in Queen Anne's County last year, 3 or 4 years ago, Talbot and Caroline got hit hard. So the deer have the ability to recover. It's just a tremendous problem. And it always happens this time of year. It always happens right when the bucks are transitioning from, the velvet antlers into hard antlers. And that August to early September, it's about a...
Why is that?
It's because when those no-see-ems begin to, the population begins to explode. Mm. You know?
Just curious.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Wet spring, dry summer. Okay. Water holes dry up. The mud and the water, just like mosquitoes, is where they breed. So you have, you know, just like mosquitoes will breed in a kid's swimming pool, but you know, they'll also breed in a bucket with water in the bottom. So if you got big, you know, areas of water, big full-size ponds, it will tend to spread it out. But if you concentrate those water holes and little, you know, the creeks dry up and you get the little, then the more concentrated the population of those.
Chicken water buckets?
Huh?
What? Chicken water buckets. Chicken. Feeding bucket, drinking buckets.
Yeah, chicken water bucket. Yeah, they can, mosquitoes can breed in there, so can no-see-ums. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
We have a problem with chickens.
Oh, chicken water, but I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, and duck ponds, stagnant duck ponds. Anyway, we welcome Chesapeake Outdoors back as our sponsor this week. They'll be with us for a little while.
That's great they're back. I'm
really
excited.
Yeah, glad to see them back. They're having a little sale on some stuff, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. And
we always like having our you know, good sponsors back.
Yeah, no question. The thing that is, you remember a couple of years ago, folks, the lower shore rivers, the Honga, and down in Tangier Sound and other places in the lower shore, there were a lot of those little puppy drum. You know, people were catching puppy drum from the shore, 15, 18-inch drum. And you know, every time you cast, well, guess what? Those fish are now 30, 40 pounds, and they are predominant in the bay right now. The red drum run is unbelievable. It's a fantastic fishery. Never caught one, but those folks that fish in the lower shore and Chrisfield area, they're just tearing them up. And they are protected species, so most of them go back. Most of them go back to reproduce again, which is probably a pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. So
I missed it. Can you eat puppy drum?
Small red drum or puppy drum, immature.
Okay.
They were catching them years ago. A couple of years ago, they started really catching them. They were really showing up. Well, now they're 30, 40 pounds.
Okay, but can you eat them, I asked?
Redfish?
Mm-hmm.
Like blackened redfish?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, red drum. That's what...
I've heard of redfish. I didn't know redfish were red drum.
Yeah, redfish and red drum. Those are mostly, you know, that recipe rose to popularity in, I don't know, 30 years ago down in the South, New Orleans, black and redfish, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody had that, and they're delicious. So everybody had that black and redfish. Well, it led to a decline in the population. Coastal Conservation Association and others came to the rescue. I think that was the founding of the Coastal Conservation Association.
Really?
It was the red drum, yeah. And now they're back because of the protections, and we continue to protect them here in Maryland. So that's a good thing. But apparently they offer a tremendous fight, a lot of sport.
That's really cool.
It is cool. Yeah.
And if they're that size, they got to really be fun to fight.
Oh yeah, definitely. So cool. When are we going?
Anytime you want, and don't have to go out and sweat.
See, there's always that.
The heat has been really oppressive.
Yeah, the heat has been oppressive. There's no question.
I know. I'm just a...
Probably the reason the fish are here, because we have tropical temperatures like they're used to in Florida and Louisiana, Gulf Stream temperatures, Gulf of Mexico temperatures.
There's a reason I don't live down there. And if it keeps pushing me north, it's going to keep pushing me north.
Where are you going to wind up?
You know where I want to wind up.
North Pole? Please?
Maine.
Go live with Santa.
I'm going to go live in Maine and watch the whales off the coast.
I hope you do.
And the sea lions.
And the sea lions. We saw a sea lion when we were up there several years ago. We were eider duck hunting, you know, sea duck hunting, and a big old sea lion stuck his head up, looked around, was waiting for us to shoot a duck and have it come down. He'd snake.
They're mean.
Oh, they're nasty. Yeah, there's so many videos out there of them attacking people and swamping boats and that type of thing. Yeah.
They're neat to watch, though, and the seals. All that's neat.
Yeah, that's
but they're, they can, if you don't watch yourself, they're nasty.
They can be.
How about, did you see that video that I sent you?
Which one?
Of all the others. The woman who had an alligator for a service animal.
Oh, the emotional support?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, animal. Yeah, an alligator.
It was an alligator.
Uh-huh.
She was walking through an airport or something with it.
I'm sure they share deep emotional bond.
I want to know
deep
how
emotional
pet it
instability.
And let's keep your hands.
Yeah.
Because exactly. You're supposed to pet your service animal to calm you down. And
uh-huh. Yeah, those rough scales would calm me down, especially the big teeth. Yeah.
I know. They have service.
Sharp claws.
Snakes and stuff, and I've never understood that. But I understand a service snake more than I understand a service alligator.
Well, the snake, if you liked them, I mean, they're smooth, they're silky,
they undulate. Okay, Alan.
Coil caressingly around your limbs.
Stop. I just can't even think about it. Are we on the air? It's all
quiet.
Yeah,
I think so.
We still
Aaron's
there, Aaron?
Aaron, good morning. How are you, buddy? Oh, I don't know if we...
I know, it got all quiet, and I was like,
wait a minute.
It did,
very quiet. Yes, you're right. You're right. So. Yes, dear.
I'm just trying to keep talking. People are calling, so I'm just...
If you check your email, John B. said, hey, good morning, John B.
Oh, he texted me. I got ready to text him back. I just haven't had a minute yet.
Okay, cool. Anyway, it's time for our first break, so...
Thank God.
What?
Thank God.
Clyde Sports Shop. Like to lead off with Clyde Sports Shop because he's been a long-term sponsor. Actually sponsored the first Maryland Sportsman Show back.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I wasn't part back then, but it was a big
deal. They were every show for 12 and a half years, every single show.
Clyde's has just really been a good...
They've been a great sponsor and good friends.
So. And they're a great shop.
And a great shop, absolutely. Well, they did something new this year. You know, Thompson Center, we always talked about Thompson Center in their commercials this time of year because that's what they sold for muzzleloader season, even though, you know, we were giving away CVA muzzleloaders. Well, guess what? They came over from the dark side when Thompson Center went out of business. Now, Clyde Sports Shop offers CVA muzzleloaders, the Optima, the Acura, the Paramount long-range muzzleloader. They even carry the Scout break action 4570. If you're looking for a straight wall cartridge, this is a good one. They've got the Scout TD as well. They've got all the powders and accessories and bullets and everything you need for muzzleloader hunting. And dove season, of course, dove ammo, dove stools, dove decoys. And you know what? Bow season begins September 9th. I checked out the wall the other day. They've got the deer scents and the deer lures and the attractants and broadheads and crossbow arrows and broadheads and accessories and things like that, all kinds of stuff for bow hunting. So Clyde Sports Shop, even, you know, the fishing tackle and crabbing supplies still going on, they're ready for hunting season. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, clydesfishinggear.com. I stopped by Backyard Billy's the other day, too, and you know what I saw outside? And I happened to think about it. They have these, you know, we talk about the
resin furniture.
Yeah, the poly furniture, the biggest poly furniture dealer there is, pretty much. And the Adirondack chairs, you know, we talked about those. They've got Adirondack chairs that will swivel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
That rock. Yeah, they do.
We need to take a ride.
I know. But the other thing they also have, you know, people like to sit around a high top when they go out.
Mm-mm.
Well, I know you don't, but a lot of people like to sit on those high tops. And you know, they've got the high top resin tables and bars and things like
that.
Oh,
my sister would love that.
They've got the resin Adirondack chairs that go with them, you know. So they've got just a tremendous
Chris
selection.
Chris would love that for her pool.
I know.
I might have to think about that.
All right. Anyway.
I know. I'm spending more money.
What?
I'm spending more money.
Yep. So they carry the Traeger pellet grills, and I did take a good look at the Traeger pellet grills since we talked about it last week. And, you know, they do. They all have this they call it Y-fired, you know, which you can control your grill from your phone.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. So if you want to smoke a...
So not Y, like a letter Y, W-I.
Y-fired.
Right, W-I-fired.
Yeah, Y-fired, okay. Not Wi-Fi, Y-fired. It's a
I get
play
it.
On words.
I get
Why
it.
Why fired? It's a grill.
I get it.
Okay. But you can control the pellet flow, the heat, the temperature. So very important in smoking, you know, if you're going to smoke a, you know, pork butt or something like that, you can release as many pellets as you want to maintain the heat. Pretty cool, actually, anyway. They got the big green egg. They got Kamado Joe, a tremendous assortment of fire pits. And anyway, they're located at Route 50, Exit 44. And if you've taken a look at a gym set or a tiki bar, a storage shed, there's free delivery set up within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. So there you are. Backyard Billy's right there at the end of Kent Island, exit 50, or Route 50, Exit 44, the Graysonville exit. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Let's move on. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. Guns keep us strong.
All right. That's true, God and guns. We forgot about that. We forget about God so many times, isn't it, in our daily life? So, let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box Tim.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you both this morning?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Hey, I'm on the way to the ramp this morning. I'm going to do a little bass fishing and a gunpowder.
Good for you.
But I just want to let you know I got all the packages out for the winners this early this week, and hopefully they've received them.
Okay. We heard from Liam, and Liam's grandfather, and Liam was very, very excited, from what I understand.
Very nice.
Yep, indeed. So I haven't heard from Ken yet, but maybe he's listening, so maybe he'll give us a ring.
Good deal. I had an opportunity to get out with a friend on the Tapsco on Thursday, do a little bit of perch pounding, and hadn't been out with me in a while. We actually jumped in his boat this time, and I showed him around, and we had a decent day. The only
good
time that the fun slacked was when the tide slacked.
Isn't that the way it usually goes?
It is, and as long as we were on them, we were catching them. As soon as the depth finder didn't show anything,
you didn't
we
catch
had
them,
a wall, but once we got back on them, we got back on them.
Yeah, good, good. Any size to them?
We brought home about a half a dozen 10-inch plus keepers.
Yeah, good. That's good.
So, had a good day.
Sounds good. So, what's the package for September, buddy?
The package for September was we got two topwater plugs and a half-ounce X-Trap lipless crankbait.
Oh, you sent that to me. Yeah, that's for topwater striper fishing.
Yeah, topwater stripers and one for the rattle trap type bait for just getting out there and casting and covering water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those topwaters work good on breaking fish.
They do, and also I'm a big proponent in working in the shallows with them, Alan.
Yeah, shoreline casting, of course.
Shoreline casting, as long as you've got some current around your shoreline in the fall, you're going to find some aggressive fish feeding.
No question.
Yep. That's got my favorite time of year coming up when you got aggressive striper shallow.
Yep. Just heard from John B. He says thanks again.
Oh, no problem. We enjoy getting them out there.
Yes, indeed.
Especially getting the youth involved.
That kind of worked out really neat last week. I mean, that was pretty classic radio right there with everybody just.
It did.
You know,
it kind of inspired your listener, Ron, to actually get in touch with you and me.
Yeah.
Get him off some lures.
Get him squared away, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Good. So that's what it's all about, buddy. So.
Yep, it is.
Very good. Cool.
Well, sir, I will let you and Robin get on with your morning.
All right.
Have a good long holiday weekend, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Take care.
All right. Appreciate you and High Tide Tackle providing our.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Providing our Lord giveaway packages. Pretty cool.
Sure.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Thanks, Jim. So I heard the commercial there for Madonna Seafood. I actually got to visit Madonna Seafood and called Rob and said, Robin, you've been wanting soup. How about some crab and corn chowder? She said, that sounds great. So I grabbed a quart of crab and corn chowder. And Robin's not here for a minute, but she's yelling, it was wonderful, it was wonderful. It was absolutely delicious. Crab and corn chowder. Oh, my goodness, from Madonna Seafood. So we've got some recipes, too, coming from our buddy Larry. We haven't shared all those. He's got like four or five fish recipes, how to prepare, white fish. When he says white fish, he's talking, perch and halibut and striped bass and walleye and that type of thing. It's all, the lighter flaky fish, not the red salmon or anything like that, although I'm sure the recipes would work. But how to pan fry it, how to oven bake it, how to grill it, that type of thing. We've got those recipes, and we got to work all that through. And then he added some side dishes like potato salad, and he's got some crab recipes too. So we'll get into all that here. Maybe over the winter when it's when we're spending a little more time indoors. So, got to see both folks at Linex, Jack, at Catonsville Linex there in Woodlawn area, and then Bobby's new place he just opened, finally full blown opening there on Dover Road. I mean, as soon as you turn onto Dover Road, it's like the first or second building on the right-hand side, big Linex sign on there, nice lounge, nice place to sit. It's like a store. You walk in and, you've got all the truck gear stuff sitting there, all the truck hitches and the step bars and the tonneau covers and all that stuff. And they're nice little lounge area, place to sit. A little high top table there in the back where you can sit and plug in your computer and go on the store Wi-Fi and, you know, work if you'd like while you're waiting for your truck bed to be sprayed. So, you know, very, I like to keep you folks up to date on our sponsors. I sure do. So, I sure do. Anyway, the way to get in the fishing tackle contest for this week is to give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with Aaron. He'll fill out that form out again. And last Saturday of the month, we will draw a name and pick a winner for the fishing tackle package as described by Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Lures. That's for sure. All right. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Not yet. Okay. Everybody's early. It's early, early. Everybody's sleeping in a little bit. I understand. Holiday weekend, people are away. I get it. I get it, folks. So we'll just keep talking. you know, we're involved in the Maryland official record keeping for white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears. And our Facebook post yesterday was very special, very special. You need to take a look at bucks, bears, stags on Facebook. Here's what happened. As I explained a couple of weeks ago, the Department of Natural Resources, for a long time, did not allow you to keep a bear skull that you may have found while you were shed hunting. You know, you could pick up deer antlers, you could pick up, a deer skull with the antlers attached, and in that case, you needed a tag for it, okay? But they wouldn't let you keep a bear skull. And, you know, people hunt sheds in bear territory in Frederick and Washington and Allegheny and Garrett County. And the fact that you could not keep a bear skull kept a lot of people from picking them up. However, a lot of people did pick them up and just didn't talk about it. You know, they put them on the mantle, they put them on a shelf, they put them on display on a hook on a wall or something. And, you know, there it was. Hey, look, this is a Maryland bear, and we found a skull out there. Well, now it has become legal to possess those skulls, and all you need to do is go to the local Wildlife and Heritage Service office in Western Maryland, and those personnel are highly qualified to they just fill a little form. All they want to know is where you found it, and give you a tag for it, and it's the same tag you get for a bear. It's a yellow tag. They tag the skull with it. Lock it on there, and then you're legal. Well, a bear that we were hoping for, we knew existed, came forward this week and got the tag. And this dog, a farm dog, had dragged this bear skull in to the barn, and it was picked up by the owner. Her name is Lacey Ashby, and Lacey now owns the new state record all-time black bear in Maryland. Cody Jones held the record for years. Cody Jones, can't say her last name, bear skull measured 21 10/16. The way you measure a bear skull is add the length plus the width to the nearest 16th. So 21 1/16 was a tremendous, or 21 10/16 was a tremendous size bear. Last year we measured Albert Langford's bear at 22 1/16. Well, Lacey's now legal bear measures 22 8/16. That is grizzly bear territory, folks. That is huge. It's tied for, I believe, it's number 53 in the world in 100 years of record keeping with the Boone and Crockett Club. This bear, Maryland bear, ranks 53rd in the world. Amazing. And, of course, number one all-time in Maryland. It is giant. So take a look at it on our Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags, you'll get the whole story there. So we're very proud about that. Let's talk to Jamie in Ocean City. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hey, good people. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
What are you telling us? The bears are out in the stock market and out in Maryland, too? Okay, that
both.
Makes sense.
Yes, both. Both. You're right.
Hey, so, I'm down at Shoshetti for a day.
Okay.
And, set me up on the best rig setup in the length and the weight of, just want to do some flounder fishing right off the pier.
Okay.
Right off the 50th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
The inlet.
Yep.
So tell me right now what's the best setup you would do.
6.5, 7 foot, medium heavy action, spinning rod with a, mm-hmm. with a soft tip. What I mean by that is not a fast action tip. It's a soft tip, get a little bit of give to it. I might even go with a fiberglass rod. Ugly stick.
Ugly stick would be nice.
Ugly sticks are great flounder rigs, flounder rods, no question, made by Shakespeare, because they have that soft tip, and very sensitive.
Ugly sticks are what we used for that.
Ugly sticks what you use? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, no question. I don't know. You don't have to go that heavy on the line, but, I'd go 10 to 12 pound test. Top and bottom rig, you can use those metal ones, but if you can find the mono ones, they're much better. Kahle hook, K-A-H-L-E, or circle hook, but I prefer the Kahle for the flounder. I don't know if you know what they are or not. They have a kind of an odd bend. They're not like a J hook. You'll see them on flounder rigs. What I would do on the bottom, I would use a flounder pounder. On the top hook, I would use a flounder pounder, and on the bottom, I would use a live minnow. They have a sandwich down there. It's a minnow and a squid combo.
Oh, nice.
In Ocean City. You cut the squid into little strips about, 3 inches long, half inch wide. Put them on there with a bull minnow, and your weight on the bottom just enough to slow it down in the current. Flounder will take your bait. They'll suck it and then let it go. They'll suck it and let it go. You don't strike immediately on a flounder is what I'm saying. Let them take the bait a little bit.
Gotcha.
And the flounder pounder is usually comes with a Kahle hook. Hook a minnow on there and use that on your top because you want the shorter bait on the bottom and the longer bait on the top. The shorter bait on the bottom, will prevent tangling of the two rigs. So you're longer.
Perfect.
Yeah. And if you just want to use a flounder pounder with a minnow and cast and slowly retrieve, you'll feel that pull. Okay, don't try to strike right away. Just kind of drop your rod tip a little bit, count to three, and then set the hook.
Perfect. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good luck today.
I go to Clyde's a lot, so most of my rig stuff I get from them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll tell you how to fish. Yeah, they'll help you fishing.
Yeah, they're smart people over there.
No question. And guess what?
I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Well, good luck. Send me a picture of the flounder you catch.
Yes.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
You got it. Thanks for the call.
Have a super day.
See you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. How about that? 410. I have fished for flounder, folks. That's one fish I have caught lots of.
Me too. And I love flounder fishing. We did a lot of it off of the piers down at Hatteras.
Hatteras, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, man, it was fun. And I love the ugly stick because of play.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
I'm ready to go fishing.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Well,
I'm ready.
Glad to hear that. When I went through my divorce, for my first wife, I called my dad's old buddy and said, "Hey, Ed, I'm coming down to New Jersey. We need to go flounder fishing." "All right, come on down." So off the Avalon Pier we went. Get a bucket of minnows in the morning, fish a flounder all day, all evening, go home at night. And he had a big trailer in a trailer park down there, big, motorhome. Not a motorhome. What do you call it? Big tow behind, with the kick out.
Five wheel. Fifth wheel.
I don't know if it might have been a fifth wheel. I don't remember. Anyway, he had the bump outs for the living room and the bump out for the bedroom. And he had quite a setup there in the campground. And very comfortable. And that was fun. Later that year, my dad and mom came down. And I had met Kathy at that point. Well, that's a couple years later. We went down and vacationed. And we went out in the boat with, I think there were four of us in the boat, and we loaded up on flounder. Loaded up on flounder. Grilled those babies. Oh, my goodness. Good memories, Robin. Good memories. Good, just like you have with your dad and your family in Tatters catching flounder.
Yes, that's the truth.
You know? So did you ever grill them?
Huh? Grilled flounder?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Never grilled them. Oh, they're special, I can tell you that. All right, let's see. Dale and Easton after the second break. I like, let's do that. So I stopped by to see Brent the other day, Brent Spurry at Spurry's Tire Service, and we had a nice talk, and we discussed tires. And he said, you know, pick out what you want. If you like the tires you're running, I'm not ever one to argue with anybody if they get good mileage out of their tires. So, but let me suggest something else. So we'll see. Well, I haven't made a decision yet, but I'm due for tires, that's for sure. And I said, look, somebody needs to get under that truck and find out why it's doing this and that. And he said, oh, we got the pro to do that. He can just get under there and figure it out in a minute. So I said, okay, great. So Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors, lawn mowers, even wheelbarrows. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. Now, look, if your check engine light comes on, they can diagnose it. If your air conditioner goes up, they can diagnose that problem and fill it with coolant if you need to. And in this hot weather, you can't be without that air conditioner.
No.
I have never seen a summer persist in hot weather like this. Without a break.
It's been rough.
Break. Yep. They have 24-hour truck service and much, much more. That's kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton. 410-822-7384. 822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, look, I don't have a big script here for Chesapeake Outdoors, okay? I didn't write anything, but I know what they want to tell you. They're having a sale for fishermen. Of course, they have the rods and reels and baits and everything for every type of fish, snakehead and striped bass and perch, you name it. They've got crabbing gear, supplies, and crab bait, live and frozen bait for fishing, too. But for those of you who like to bow fish, they have the new selection of muzzy bow fishing packages. Yes, bow fishing packages. So, you know, that's a big thing for the rough fish, the flounder. Hardly. No, the catfish and snakeheads and so forth. So check out the muzzy bow fishing packages, the Rambo bikes. But here's what they wanted me to tell you. Hook fishing gear, H-U-K. You see that logo on a lot of people who like to fish on their shirts and stuff. 40% off Hook fishing clothing. 40% off. Here's another great deal. Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappa and Escort. Two brands that you may not have heard of, but you know what? They're very nicely made shotguns. They're very well appointed. 10% off or more. Starting at $279, the Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappa and Escort. There's also a sale on Raven 500 crossbows, just in time for bow season. A big sale on Raven 500 crossbows. And, of course, everything else you need for the outdoors, the clothing, the mugs, the Costa sunglasses, the 10-point and Raven crossbows, the Matthews V3X29 and V3X33 bows, custom arrows, bow tuning, and all that stuff. They're located, they being Chesapeake Outdoors, located Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. For your GPS address, it's 1707 Main Street, Chester. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your
voice. I was just jamming with that. I love that song. I just sent you something I want you to make me.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's talk to Glenn's on hold, but let's talk to Dale and Easton, and we'll go from there. Good morning, Uncle Dale. How you doing? Good seeing you the other day at the farmer's market.
Hi,
yeah,
Dale.
Nice. Robin, good morning. I'm glad to hear that the medication is helping.
Oh, man, I'm sleeping. I didn't want to get up for anything this morning. I love you all, but, man.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty nasty condition. So, listen, I wanted to let you know that if Alan ever needs a service animal, there's only one kind, one thing you should get him, and that's spiders. He's really enamored with spiders. Quick story. He came over to the old house many years ago. I loaded him up with some veggies. We had a big garden then.
I do remember.
And I got a call a couple days after that, and he gave me holy you-know-what. Seems that on the way home, a great big spider crawled out of that bag and was, I don't know, wandering around the bottom of his truck.
Yeah.
Having a fit.
I don't know whether he had the tundra then or not. I don't think he wrecked it, but
no, I did not.
I heard that story many times.
Uh-huh.
So, but spiders would be the ticket if he needs a service.
Isn't it Australia has the ones about the size of your head?
Yeah.
And they've got some that are quite, shall we say, very nasty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well I know what I'm going to give you for Christmas.
We'll exchange gifts. I'll get you a snake. You get me a spider. How's that? Have you ever seen the Buckmaster Jackie Bushman? You know what I'm talking about? Buckmaster's TV, it's now
the
TV
show.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, Jackie Bushman was a professional tennis player, and Jackie loved to deer hunt. He went to school on the back of Ray Scott with his business plan for selling magazine subscriptions and advertising. And he followed up with, you know, Bassmaster with Buckmaster. Okay, that's how these two organizations grew. Ray Scott published a magazine he called Bassmaster. Couldn't get it a lot of subscriptions, so he started the Bassmaster fishing tournament organization, that type of thing, and it blew up. Okay, Jackie Bushman did the same thing with deer hunting, called Buckmasters. Okay, so he's been on television for like 30 years. Every now and then, they'll show some outtakes. Apparently, Jackie is frightened to death of snakes, and all his hunting buddies know this. So they will get some type of rubber snake, tie some fishing line on it, and as Jackie's walking down the sidewalk, they'll pull across the sidewalk, and, you know, of course, they're filming his reaction, that type of thing. And it happens time after time after time. But, yeah, I'm not that afraid of snakes, but spiders, yeah. Yeah, Toyota's lucky they got the truck back, that's for sure.
Alan, you had mentioned earlier in the show about the EHD in Anne Arundel County.
Yeah.
Is that the socialist manager over there, county executive, is he going to impose that bounty on deer?
Well, you know, it was very interesting. It was kind of low-key last year after the big to-do the first year. He got a scathing letter from the Attorney General and from Department of Natural Resources. So he went legit with it, and rather than offer a reward, did it the correct way as far as people donating deer. So, I can't imagine that he's going to have much success. I know at least two of the deer processors in Anne Arundel County went out of business. One of the biggest ones there in. Why can't I say the name? Hanover, one of the biggest ones, is out of business this year. And, you know, another one went out. And so I'm not sure where the resources are going, but, you know, it's...
Well, you would think if they had that much EHD kill, you would think that they would curtail that program immediately.
No. You don't understand the man. Understand the man.
Listen, when you come out this week, next week for the... figs, I'll make sure all the spiders are off.
I am so excited about that. You have no idea.
Robin, they're not real sweet, but they're tasty.
I don't care. I love them. I absolutely love them.
I'll make sure that when he comes out, the spiders are on break.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Are we expecting a frost early next week sometime or anything like that? I'm just wondering.
No, everything is going to be above normal temps from last I heard.
Great. Thank you so much.
I just can't wait.
All right, Dale. All right. We'll see you next week.
Alan, check your mic. You're really hard to hear. You're not near as loud as Robin is.
How about that? Any better?
Yeah, it's a little better. So,
okay. No. Sorry about that.
All right, give me a shout next week.
I will. Thanks, Dale.
All right. Thank
see
you.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to Glenn. Morning, Glenn. How are you doing in Chestertown this morning?
Hey, Alan, Rob, okay, I guess.
Good.
Good.
Right here. How did you, let's see, you had a funeral or something last week, if I recall, or is that today? That's today, right?
It's going to be today.
Yeah, I got you. So, well... We're going to be up there at Cypress Creek Archery measuring deer today, so we'll put it out there. Anybody listening that might have a deer, sick of deer, white-tailed deer, or black bear, you know, a lot of guys from the shore go bear hunting. If you have a black bear skull or any of that you need measured, we'd be more than glad to do that. So we'll be there from 10 to 2. So God willing, and the creek don't rise.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
I don't know about the creek rising this year. It's been a little dry, hasn't it?
Yep.
Yep, no question.
So, yep, it has.
Yep, anything on tap this weekend, Sunday, Monday?
Well, Sunday is supposed to go to a tractor pull.
Oh, yeah. Where's that one?
Indian Acres Campground.
Indian Acres, okay. Cool. What time is that?
I think it's supposed to start at 11, the pool itself, I think.
I got you. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'd like to revisit that sometime, these tractor pools in the fall. We'll see what happens. So Sundays are tough for us. The middle of the day gets killed because we have puppy class. You know, we're in the middle of puppy class with the new dog, so that kind of messes that up. But anyway.
It'll not be forever.
Yeah. So, all right, buddy. Well, listen, thanks for the call, Glenn. We'll talk soon. Great.
You will. Take care and God bless. No.
All right.
You too.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. There he goes. So, hey, do you have that beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that, and we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected and invested in an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox itself, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries two brands, Enviro and Regency, and you should act now before the fall rush, because first snap of cold weather, people are going to start thinking about it. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay awake.